Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Montemayor on our phone right now. The lead singer of REO Speedwagon, the great Kevin Cronin.
Wow. Whoa!
Yes!
Are you serious?
What? Kev?
REO!
Hey! Hey, guys! It's Kevin
it really
here.
Wow.
Yes, I am, in fact, the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
I'm not real happy about what's going on over there. You know what I mean? I feel like I've been in the Dallas area a number of times over the past 50 years. I think we've made quite a name for ourselves. And, you know, honestly, I'm a little miffed. I'm a little unhappy about the situation. I'm calling up to see if we can right the ship here a little bit. What? Because, you know, come on.
Seriously.
I agree, Kevin. Yeah, this is a dagger in the heart to all of us that grew up with you. Now, in Monty's defense, he is of a younger generation that may be more inclined to listen to hip hop. But still, the fact that REO Speedwagon hasn't passed his radar. Monty, you want to talk to Kev here and explain yourself?
A mea culpa?
I would say a mea culpa is in order there,
yes.
Monty. 35 or 65, I mean, you know, come on.
Come on,
he's
Monty.
Also, he's also Hispanic.
Yeah, Monty. What's wrong with you? Aren't you riding the storm out?
I'm just trying to come up with a way for you to keep on loving me.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't fight this feeling that you are.
Right. Okay. Now he's on Wikipedia.
On
now he's doing it. Hey, Kevin. We do need to announce this. You have a gig coming up here. It's in the summer, but that'll come up soon at Dos Equis Pavilion, August 26th. You guys are playing with Train. Have you done that before?
You know, we have not, man. We just kind of wanted to try to think outside the box a little bit, and I would say that Monty probably knows how to pronounce the word train. I mean, they're of a younger generation than us, but Patrick Monahan and I have been in communication for a few months now. We've gotten to know one another. He's an amazing singer and songwriter, and I'm really looking forward to that combination. I think it's going to be a great show, a lot of fun, and Patrick is a serious golfer, man. He plays in the pro-ams and stuff, and I'm like, they have to follow me. The groundskeeper has to follow me around the course to replace all the divots. And
I hear you.
I told Patrick that playing with me will make him feel so good about his game that he'll want to play with me all the time. So I think it's going to be a good summer.
I love it. I love it. This is Kevin Cronin. He is the lead singer of REO Speedwagon, one of the seminal bands of
REO
the 70s and 80s, of course. And okay, so when you guys, for you, because we hear this a lot with singers, do you find it, is it just as easy for you to hit all the high notes that you always did before? Because some of those songs that you sang were pretty difficult.
Yeah, you know what? I started working going on 4 years now with a vocal coach that was my son's vocal music professor here at USC. His name is Jeffrey Allen. Dude, he has changed my life. I'm feeling stronger than ever. I actually walk out on stage and I kind of know what I'm doing now. I'm not just hoping for the best.
I'm not winging it.
Like, yeah, I'm not winging it. And hey, when you think about it, you know, pro tennis players, you know, the best players in the world, guys who have been number one, their coach is sitting right there. So, you know, it's just because you've been doing it for a long time doesn't mean that you still don't need a coach. So I'm loving it. And, I'm hitting them all, baby.
That's awesome. Hopefully Monty will come out
yes.
and see
yeah.
REO Speedwagon and Tryin.
Yeah.
Tryin.
Maybe Monty introduces us.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I think that could be it.
REO Speedwagon.
I would love to.
Right. REO. Perfect.
It might take him a while. You know, it might take him a while to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Let me take it in all.
He's in a wheelchair.
You can leave now. Whoa.
Jeez.
What?
It's very direct. There's a nicer way to say things of that nature. Sorry, Kevin.
Hey, man, you know, I have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for anyone who you know, as we say, keeps pushing on, baby. That's what it's about.
That's right.
You're
damn to the damn right.
We've all got our challenges.
That's right.
Yeah, so how much how much rehearsing do you guys do, like, pre-tour? Is it tons? Like, I saw the Stones rehearsing not too terribly long ago, and I'm like, if they're doing it, then everybody's got to do it.
Yeah.
You were invited to a Rolling Stones rehearsal?
You know what? Let him answer the question.
No, I'd like to hear your answer to that question first, because that's more interesting.
I was not invited to a Stone show or a Stones practice session, but I have seen video that Mick posts, yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, rehearsing is, I mean, we love it, because we're all buddies. It's an excuse to hang out and play music. I mean, you know, I've got the best job in the world. Let's face it. And when we go out on tour, man, we want to be in tip top shape. We want to be, you know, I work out in the gym every day. I work on my voice. The band rehearses. We take it seriously so that when we get out on stage, we can just, you know, let it fly. So we'll be rehearsing. Us and the Stones.
Sometimes
baby.
It's time for you to fly.
You feel pressure you feel pressure to still look like a rock star? You got to keep it tight?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you know, touring with Train, these guys are, you know, in their 40s and 50s. So we got to hold our own. But, hey, you know what? I feel like, you know, I'm not about to go in and get plastic surgery or anything like that. I look as good as I possibly could for my undisclosed age.
Love it. Love it, man. Well, Kevin, listen, thank you so much for calling. This is awesome. We're glad that you and Monty finally got to connect. And
Rio Speedway. Monty, did you have a chance to formally apologize? Or I don't know if I've totally heard that.
An apology?
Just a mea culpa of some sort.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't
just
want to.
Just a pledge.
He digs the music now.
Yeah.
We got him into it.
Yeah, we immersed him into your music.
He's a very stubborn man.
I apologize from one handicapped man to the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
I love it.
My apologies.
That's awesome.
There we go.
Yeah. There.
Best friends.
People do win.
I love it.
Don't fight that feeling anymore.
Dude, Monty, you got to come out to the, you got to come out to the show. We'll take care of you, and we'll I'd love to shake your hand and make it official that we are bros. We're bonded. We've put the past behind us. We're moving into the future, and all is good.
What a hell of a guy!
That sounds amazing.
God. That's awesome,
Kevin. We're going to take you up on that, man. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it, guys.
See you in August.
All right, there he goes, Kevin Cronin, the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Man, I would love to play Mr. Roboto.
The gig is at Dos Equis Pavilion, August the 26th.
Goodbye, stranger.
With Train.
Try
about that? How about that?
I was wondering.
That's probably the weirdest interview he's ever done.
Off the air, and he's calling this guy sir. And I'm like, who the hell is he calling sir over there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kevin Cronin.
He's like, yes, sir, you're going to be on. Yes. Like, I have no idea who he's talking
Dude,
to.
Dude, you need to learn Drops of Jupiter, because the two bands get together and perform that.
Yeah.
You could sing lead on that song, Monty.
And by the way, thanks to Peter Welpton for setting that up.
Yeah.
Peter somehow has a connection with old Kevin Cronin.
How about Kevin stopping down to ask what you're doing at the Rolling Stones rehearsal?
And then he's like, who's this other guy on the phone?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Two people on the phone, 1,000 people.
And what are you doing?
What?
You idiot? He's in a wheelchair.
I'm just...
You just blurted it out.
Yeah, like he's a monster.
No, it's fine. People are in wheelchairs.
He's barely human.
You're going to wait 30 minutes for his big ass to get on stage?
He's missing half a leg.
Nothing wrong with it.
Craig's a male nurse.
You guys are making dead dog jokes.
What?
Not to Kevin Cronin. To ourselves.
To a guy that lost... Sorry, Justin.
I wouldn't do it. It was Ham doing it.
I'm sorry for all of us.
We have a new rock and roll friend.
I know.
This is amazing.
Now we all have to go to the show.
Rio Speedwagon, Kenny Chesney.
Dude.
Rio Speedwagon.
And they want me to go on tour with them.
We got to keep the fire burning.
Why is it a drop of me saying that and not Monty?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Because it's Lando.
That's how you know the game is rigged.
I do want to know Lando.
It really is tough, guys.
Yeah. Five.
All right. I don't know whose birthday it was.
Four, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. It was three, BJ from the Righteous Gemstone.
Two, oh,
BJ.
Greatness.
And you you're done.
And Peter King.
Let's go.
Star of REO Speedwagon.
Bye, Kevin Cronin.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.